Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, and welcome back to the Lenten Path. I'm Angie Muckenthaler, and I am here on Glorious Wednesday to talk to you guys about mercy and Lent. We are getting ready to enter in to Holy Week. We are coming up to the finish line of this Lenten season, and I am reminded of the teens, of course, because that's what I do here. And every year, the Life Teen program puts on the Living Stations, and our teens act out the Passion of Christ. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch. So if you get a chance to go this Friday at 7 o'clock, you should do so, because there's something about watching the Stations of the Cross happen in front of you, and in it being action versus just praying with the images. But I always love the Living Stations, and last year I got the opportunity of leading our teens in singing the songs and doing music with them. And so my husband brought our 5 kids, and they got to watch me play music and then also got to watch the Living Stations. And I always am amazed by my children and the things they pick up on. Because that next night, I was doing dinner with them by myself. My husband, I think, had to work or something. I don't know. But I was by myself with all 5 kids, and I asked them, what did you think about it? Did you feel anything? Was it scary? What were your thoughts? And they all had various answers. You know, I really liked it, or, oh, mom, you did a great job, or it was really cool watching the teens do that. I can't wait to do it someday. But my 8-year-old is just my kind of goofy kid. And he said, well, I did not like how fake it was. And I said, fake? And he said, well, yeah, you guys should have actually nailed that kid to the cross. And I laughed and I said, I'm pretty sure mommy would be out of a job if we did that. And I started laughing with the other kids, and we kept talking about different things about it. And, you know, they got scared at one point, or it was really neat to see this. And then my 8-year-old goes, Mom, would you do it? And I said, do what? And he said, if God had asked you to die on the cross for everyone, would you have done it? I sat in silence, just in awe of him and his mind and how he just truly went to what our Lord did for us. You see, what I don't think is understood or often forgotten is that Jesus also had human emotions. Jesus was fearful. Jesus had anxiety. Jesus was angry at times. He was saddened. He was happy. He was joyful. He had all the same emotions that we have every single day. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he sat there and was angry and probably a little annoyed at his friends for falling asleep. He was fearful of what he knew was coming. He was anxious and even said, Lord, if it's not your will, please don't let this happen. But what makes Jesus different from us is that he, even with this fear, even with this anxiety, even knowing what exactly was coming, he said, Lord, may your will be done. And he went through major suffering just for you and just for me. So think about that. Would you have done it? I don't know that I could say yes. Our Lord is so amazing. I got to lead our middle schoolers in adoration this weekend, and I stood in front of the Blessed Sacrament and was just in awe, and even said over the microphone, "Isn't he magnificent?" We've been through lots of suffering this Lenten season, and we have found the joy. And now it's time to find the thanksgiving in that mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving yourself to us. Thank you for suffering for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for you. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.